Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 11th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up from marcustoday.com.au. Free 2-week trial. Check us out, see what we're up to. And also there's a chance, of course, to join our wonderful Facebook discussion group. Plenty of ideas there, members helping members, and of course lots of money making ideas in the newsletter all the time, model portfolios, etc. But today, I have to say, the Ides of March came a little early. We did see a little bit of a crunch today, down 143 points or 1.8%, just holding slightly above 7,700, 7,704. We opened at 7,829, which was our high of the day. We had a low just below 7,700 at 7,696.8. But it was a miserable day, pretty much across the board. And a combination of banks in profit-taking mode, a stupendous day on Friday with that big bank basket heading up to its all-time high, around $214. Today, though, off 2.8%, 2.7% rather, $208.22. We had the likes of CBA down 2.7%, NAB down 3.1%, Westpac down 3.2%. Macquarie escaped the carnage to some extent, down 0.9%. The ASX down 1%. GQG down 2.7%. There were some rumours around with the Fin Review talking this, that Ravid Jain is looking at selling, potentially selling some shares in the company. This is after Pacific Current Group sold down its holding in GQG, and he owns 68% of the company. He's the founder and CIO, and the theory is that that will increase the liquidity and enable it to go into the ASX 200. In other news today, well, the REITs were down. Goodman down 2.1%. That was a pretty soggy sector. We saw Stockland down 0.9%. And even the healthcare sector was weaker across the board. CSL was ex-dividend today, down 1.5%. But ResMed down 3.7%. And Cochlear falling on deaf ears, down 1.8%. Industrials generally pretty nasty. And there were the old school platform stocks. REA Group was down 2.5%. Car Group down 2.1, Seek down 2.1 as well. So there was, as Martha and the Vandellos would say, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Even the defensive sector with Wesfarmers down 1.5% and Woolies managing only 0.5% for Coles, bucking the trend, staying flat for the day. But the damage was also done not just in the banking sector, which has a massive, massive proportion to the ASX 200, but also in the iron ore stocks, which got absolutely belted today. BHP down 2.6%, Rio down 3.6%, as was Fortescue. Mineral Resources down 2.4%. And the gold miners, despite the fact that we saw bullion prices higher and Aussie dollar bullion prices nearly $3,300, nobody seemed to care. And after the big end of week last week, we had Northern Star down 4%, Evolution down 3.3% as well. So there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide there either, unfortunately. Some of the lithium stocks eased, Liontown down 3.1%, but the big short, Pilbara, only down 0.5%. You do get the feeling that in all this weakness, Pilbara is some of those sellers are covering some of the shorts they have out there. In corporate news today, though, not a lot on the card. We did get Task Group up 90% on a takeover offer from a US company. Rex also doing well today, up 4.4%. They announced a code-sharing agreement with Etihad, and Worley won a Shell contract. Nothing today on the economic front. We did see Asian markets a little mixed. We had some economic numbers out of Japan saying they dodged a bullet, maybe a bullet train, on their GDP number, showing that they didn't fall into recession. But unfortunately, the Japanese market was down on the back of that, and it did fall coming back from lunch now. 2.8%, big fall on the Nikkei 225. China and Hong Kong, though, doing better. Hong Kong up 1.3%, and the CSI 300 in China up 0.7%. I did see the Chinese tech index having a pretty good day as well. Not that we took any notice of that. In terms of the 10-year yields as well, well, the last I saw, they were 3.95. I'll just get those up for you, and we'll have a little looky at those. 3.95%, so well below the 4% for the Aussie 10-year at the moment. In terms of the highlights and the lowlights today, well, there were lots of lowlights and not too many highlights, I have to say. There were some winners, though. Even with 143 points down, there were some winners. APM, the human resources company, which has been the subject of some takeover approaches, 2 million shares traded today. They're up 3.9%. Judo, doing well, 3.7% higher on 2 million shares. SQ2, which is Block or Square over here, was up 3.7%. Maybe they've got some Bitcoin exposure still. LFG, Liberty Financial, we're up 3.2%. Now, don't get too carried away. It's only 15,000 shares. Corporate Travel, though, up 3%, million shares. Iris, another takeover potential there, rebounded 2.7%. And BCI, that Koshy and I talked about on the call today with Nathan, was up 2.22%, just shy of 400,000 shares traded. In the losers' corner, well, it was losers across the board, really. There were resources stocks mainly in the losers' corner, and the big losers, that is. NextGen on the naughty step, down 9%, 134,000 shares. That's a uranium stock, Canadian uranium stock, listed here as well. We also saw Strike Exploration down 6.7%, 8 million shares traded there. WA Resources, WA1, down 6.6%. BGL, Bellevue Gold, not such a Bellevue at all today, was down 6.4%, 6 million shares traded. Coronado, falling 5.9%. CIA, Champion Iron, well, it wasn't Champion the Wonder Horse today, down 5.9% on a million shares. And Chalice was the poisoned chalice today, not the brew that is true, down 5% on 2 million shares. Looking at positive sectors, absolutely nothing today. Negative sectors, pretty much everything, but the big hits, and they just kept on coming, were in banks and iron ore stocks and the gold miners as well, but not such a big part of the index. That big bank basket falling to $208.22. That was down a big $6 today. Hit an all-time high pretty much on Friday, but the goose really came home today. Unfortunately, it was cooked. Down 2.7%. The Alltech index down 0.8%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms, $32.97 for gold in Aussie dollars. That is a big, big price, but nobody seemed to care at all today on that gold price. Bitcoin volatility continues, 38,662. The 10-year yield dipping to 3.95. The Aussie dollar falling to 66.10. Currently, we've got Dow futures down a little bit. They are down 48 points at the moment. And we have got NASDAQ futures as well. They were off too, showing a little bit of early losses for the US market. But it is Sunday in the middle of the night for them, coming into Monday in the middle of the morning. Down 44 points on the NASDAQ futures. So a long way to go, really, in terms of those US markets. And of course, a big week this week with that core CPI number. And don't forget that it is also the blackout period for the Federal Reserve. They're meeting on the 19th and 20th, and it is a blackout period so that we won't get any comments from the Fed heads for the next couple of weeks, which is no bad thing. In terms of major movers and shakers today, ones that we haven't talked about, well, let's look. We have got Corporate Travel was up 3%, finding a bit of support. PAA, Pharma Ost, Pharma Australia, they were doing well. They have been a bit of a volatile little number, but they were up 17.9% today on the back of solid volume. Not much in the way of an announcement, but certainly drawing some strength. They have been all over the place, to say the least. They hit nearly 55 cents the other day and back down to 25 cents, now back up to 33 cents. Other ones in the box seat today, Bougainville Copper, 4.4% higher. They had some announcement today on senior company appointments. NXG, that next gen, that was down 9%. And WA1, also under pressure, down 6.6%. EMV, EM Visions, also falling foul of the sellers today. They were down 9.6%. Pretty thin volume, though. Only 101,000 shares. A Dalmatian there, 101 on pretty thin volume. CKA, Cockal, was down 21% today. They put out their infrastructure development memorandum of understanding. Well, it seems that nobody understood that or misunderstood it. CIA were down 5.9%, that iron ore weakness spilling over. And we also saw Coronado 5.9% down, ex-dividend today. Speculative stock of the day, there was nothing, as you would expect in a market like this, on any volume. However, TSK, Task Group, did have a pretty good day today. They were up 90% on 10 million shares, so a good day all round for them. The reason being, they got a bid today. A scheme of arrangement has been agreed as well. Nothing non-binding indicative offer about this one. This is an agreed under the scheme. Task shareholders have the opportunity to elect to receive consideration of 100% cash at a price of 81 cents per share. This is from a US company, US listed, NYSE, New York Stock Exchange listed, PAR, P-A-R, Technology Corp. So you can also get scrip by way of a mix and match facility. So you have the opportunity to elect to receive up to 50% of the consideration in shares of PAR common stock. So a little bit of a complicated ratio there, but based on the closing price, it implies a valuation of 98 cents per Task share. PAR is a leading global restaurant technology company. So there you go. That's one another Monday M&A activity day. As far as company news goes, today, a little more detail. The AFR was reporting investors a little bit questioning the airline's business strategy. Worley has signed a new contract for professional services to Shell to support delivery of the Holland Hydrogen 1 facility in Port Rotterdam. It will be Europe's largest commercial renewable hydrogen production facility when complete. Thinuvale, positive treatment of the Cynes product announced at the American Academy of Dermatology. And we did see Regional Express today announcing partnership with Etihad Airlines. In economic and other headlines, the chief strategist, the global chief strategist, Wei Li at BlackRock, said that the greater volatility that is driving these markets to record highs is part of a shift to a new and much more difficult environment for the global economy and financial markets. I'm not sure she was to blame for the 143 points down, but the US market has been relatively unvolatile. It has been relatively calm. In fact, last week was the first week or the biggest week of losses for the Dow, only down 0.9 since October. I guess the volatility has all been to the upside rather than the downside. The S&P 500 has climbed in 16 of the last 19 weeks, and the S&P 500 has fallen just 4 CPI reporting days in the past 12 months. So there we go. We're expecting on Tuesday the forecast show a 0.4% rise in prices from January to February. And the S&P 500 has averaged a 0.8% move on CPI days over the past 6 months. There we go. Some little statistics. As far as Japan goes, we have seen the Japan's economy avoided falling into recession. GDP expanded at an annualized pace of 0.4% in 3 months of last year. And Portugal's centre-right has won a tight election as far-right surges. And India has signed a free trade agreement with Switzerland, Iceland, Norway and Liechtenstein. There's a biggie there. And out of China, some news today. China's review of tariffs on Australian wine is progressing well, the ambassador said on Monday. And Oppenheimer pretty much scooped the pool at this year's Oscars. Meanwhile, a picture of Kate, the royal picture of Kate, has been denounced as being doctored, as some of the sleeves and some of the hand placements don't line up. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening to me today. We'll have a great evening. Of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again. Marcus will be back on deck with the members' exclusive podcast. Of course, I'll be back in the morning for the pre-market podcast and the end of day report later in the day. Have a great evening.